We often cherish time spent with our mom. That was the case for Ray Starling. But in this case, dinner with mom came with a trade-off. It meant he'd need to find another way back home. And that original ride was one that was pretty special. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In parts of 2017 and 2018, Ray Starling was Special Assistant to the President for Ag, Ag Trade, and Food Assistance. It was a role that had him advising the President in the White House and also afforded him a chance to fly a few times on Air Force One.
We flew to a Farm Bureau meeting in Nashville, Tennessee, and I stayed and had dinner with her that night in Nashville and flew back commercial the next day. Or I could have flown on Air Force One four times while I was working at the White House. So I bring that up every now and then with her.
Knowing that most of us will never get to fly on Air Force One, I ask Ray, a farm kid from North Carolina, what that ride is like. He said he had a lot of questions before his first flight and asked a colleague about the procedure for selecting your seat aboard the president's plane.
Do you get on and try to find a seat and get comfortable? He laughed out loud. He said, oh no, the egos are way too big for that. You will have an assigned seat.
Sure enough, he boarded to find a placard with his name on the seat where he would sit. As for food on board, Ray says one treat stands out.
There's a little box of M&Ms with a presidential seal. The napkins have a presidential seal. It's real silverware. I mean, it's really nice.
I ask Ray about the fact we always see pictures of the president's arrival at a place, but we never see the rest of the passengers disembark. How does that happen?
So as they are bringing the president down the long steps with the red carpet, in that little 2 or 3 minutes, that is when you are coming out of the back of the plane and you are ready to fall in line in the motorcade as soon as the president goes.
We'll have more about what it's like to travel aboard Air Force One next time as we travel the countryside. In Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCrae.